This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. I'm joined again by David Kapelian, the author of How Evil Works, Understanding and Overcoming the Destructive Forces That Are Transforming America. He's also managing editor at WorldNetDaily.com. And David, in our previous installment, we talked about how evil has manifested itself on the larger world stage through communism, socialism, and even radical Islam and its manifestation in terrorism. Let's move a little bit closer to home now. You have a chapter in this book on sexual anarchy and basically how even judges in our society have decided that teacher-student sex doesn't really hurt anyone. What does it say about the national mentality when, while still most people, I think, are outraged by this, our institutions are actually starting to see it as being okay?
It's sick. Listen, Greg, there used to be something in America called traditional American values, a.k.a. Judeo-Christian values. It's really the same thing. And these were the core values that kind of kept us safe and warm and snug in our belief and our understanding of life. And it wasn't just some sort of philosophy or religion. This is a reflection of reality. This is like gravity. You know, you can jump out of a 10-story window. You don't have to believe in gravity. You're still going to be dead in a few seconds. And I'm saying that there is a God and there are moral laws, and we get into real trouble if we violate those laws. And we used to recognize this pretty much as a society. I'm talking about, like, going back to the World War II era, the 1950s. We had our problems, but these were the values that basically unified our society. It was the glue of our society, and it's what gave us our moral backbone. And so when you say, you know, sexual anarchy, I have chapter 2 in How Evil Works is about it's about sexual anarchy, and it's specifically on the epidemic of teacher-student sex that we've reported on a lot in WorldNet Daily. But it goes through the whole panoply of manifestations of sexual anarchy in our society. You know, women surgically morphing into men and men into women, and the whole huge growth of gay rights and the transgenders and all the rest of it. And basically, what we're looking at is very simply sex used to be sacred. It was reserved for marriage, period. End of story. And not that society totally observed that. We're all weak, fallen beings, and a lot of people, they would fall short of that. But that was the standard, and we recognized that, and that held families together. It helped, and, you know, the families are together, it holds the society together, because the family is the basic cell of society. And so basically, bottom line is we're paying a huge price right now for throwing away these Judeo-Christian values a couple generations ago. And I don't mean just in terms of the usual things like, you know, out-of-wedlock pregnancies and abortions and venereal disease. That's the usual litany of when we talk about, you know, sexual anarchy. But I'm telling you, it actually affects our state of mind, our cohesiveness as a country, our values in every area. It has to do with why we are, why 69 million people could vote for a person like Barack Obama for president. It's really undermined our whole integrity of our value system as a society.
David, do you have another chapter in this book entitled, I believe, The War on Fathers? You mentioned all these different problems that came out of the sexual revolution. I don't think it's coincidental that a lot of that also coincided with the breakdown of the traditional American family. How has so many different areas, you talk about the feminist movement in the book, diminished the role of fatherhood so successfully?
Well, the radical feminist was basically a euphemism for people that just hated men. Okay, I mean, this is not even a controversial statement. They said that marriage is legalized rape, and that marriage is a form of slavery for women, and that women should not get married. And a lot of people, even though they say, "Well, these people are so over the top that they don't identify with them," their agenda, okay, really became very much a part of society in terms of the culture and our laws. And so today, what we have, just look at the evidence. You have a school system where boys don't do as well as girls. 3 out of 5 college students today are girls, or young women. The most of the people, 70 to 90% of the children that are diagnosed with ADD or ADHD or are put on Ritalin or other psychostimulant drugs or have, you know, so-called behavior problems or are expelled from school, discipline problems, are boys. And it's not because boys are bad, okay? It's because, in this instance, it's because we have an educational establishment that's basically been created by and for women. I mean, most of the teachers are women, and the fact is, I mean, I was a little boy once, and you were, and the idea of sitting still and quiet at a desk for 6 hours listening to some boring teacher who statistically is going to be a woman talk about something that you may just not be interested in, you know, I list some of the clinically diagnosable symptoms of ADHD in How Evil Works. And a lot of them, like, you know, getting up and speaking out of turn and, you know, fidgeting and, you know, just the typical boy behaviors, these are listed as clinical symptoms of a mental illness requiring drugs. And the fact is that between 4 and 9 million American children, most of them boys, about two-thirds of them boys, are taking these drugs. These are dangerous drugs. But that's just dealing with schools. When you get into the court system, the courts are still grossly biased against men and in favor of women in custody proceedings. All this is just, it goes through every area of life. Look at our entertainment. Look at the commercials. Look at the way men are portrayed in advertisements and in situation comedies. They're always idiots. Even look at, like, you know, Family Guy and The Simpsons, okay? They're funny shows, but notice how the men are always blithering idiots and the wives are more stable and more common sense and more normal. So we've come a long way from Father Knows Best and Ozzie and Harriet, where the dad was actually like a sensible guy.
We're talking with David Kapelian. The book is How Evil Works. Look for our next segment where we talk about the ways to reverse this cultural slide.